This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue to cover local and regional ballot measures of national import. Los Angeles County voters approved a criminal justice reform that would boost social services spending by hundreds of millions of dollars. This Measure J was proposed after the Black Lives Matter protest this year to help address racial disparities in policing and incarceration. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
LA County Jail is the biggest jail system in the country, and only 15% of inmates are white, which is why activists say Measure J passing is a big deal. The measure requires that at least 10% of the county's unrestricted general fund go towards things that could cut down the mostly Black and Latinx jail population, like job training, mental health treatment, and substance abuse programs. It cannot be spent on law enforcement or prisons. Isaac Bryan is the executive director of the UCLA Black Policy Project and co-chaired the coalition that put the measure on the ballot.
Currently, 2.5% of unrestricted funds go to the things that Measure J is calling for. Measure J bumps that to 10%.
He says the county currently spends about $230 million on those kinds of programs. LA County government will decide later this month where that extra money comes from, but Bryan says this is not intended to defund police.
The measure doesn't specifically call for any money to come from law enforcement agencies. What it does do is it calls for an investment in the values and the priorities that folks have been marching for all year and been fighting for much longer than this year.
In the wake of protests against police brutality, cities like New York, Baltimore, and Philadelphia cut their police budgets. But what LA County voters approved is a more systemic shift in social service funding, according to Gary Painter, the director of the USC Price Center for Social Innovation.
So I think that you will see nationwide people kind of looking at those who are looking at reforming criminal justice, actually thinking about how one can do that. And this provides a blueprint for how a budget could be situated.
He says if Los Angeles' new spending is able to help shrink its jail population and increase employment, Measure J could prove to be a successful model. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.